Tonight, we will continue on the mystery. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the mystery is now known, and we find a lot about this mystery in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And because the New Testament reveals this, you find a lot. And I want to read again what Paul said. And again, I'm going to use different translation, the Passion, the New King James, the regular King James, the Amplified, different ones. But I want you to pay close attention what the Lord will say tonight. Jesus said in his, when he was given the Beatitudes, and one of the things he said, if you follow the word, if the word will be what you follow and practice, persecution will come for the word's sake. Amen. But First Corinthians chapter 2. Now you can write it down, but I'm not turning there. That's not my scripture. That's not my text. But 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6, it said, if Satan had known, he would not have what? Crucified the Lord of glory. And right now, I don't know how much of the church world is afraid, but too many. I am. I'm not. I refuse to be. The world is afraid. Some church people are saying this and that. I'm like Brother Tracy said, you, the doctor, give the report, you just nod your head. And one somebody told me, said, everybody gonna get this eventually. And but what I'm about to reveal from scripture, you probably heard it, so I'm reiterating, but if you never heard it before, but it's going to build something inside of you, reinforce, strengthen, comfort, have you gain confidence, you be fully assured, because people, the church world, is allowing it to have too much effect on them and their activity towards God. And you have to be mindful of that, because it will dig a tunnel under you and you'd fall in it. You have to be sure of your foundation and stay with it. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to read again Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to read it from the Passion. I probably read some of it from the King James and others. But chapter 3, verse 1. And I wanted, and in order to get where we're going, for you to see, I want you to pay close attention. I'm going to take my time, read it as clear as I possibly can. Thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit. And Paul, if you'll check Paul's writing, Paul's writing, and he wrote half of the New Testament. And I like, love all of his writing, but I have read probably Ephesians more than any other New Testament or epistle than all the rest of them in the Bible. And it's to the church. And it said, beloved friends, because of my love for Christ, for Jesus Christ, I am now his prisoner for the sake of all of you who are not Jews, so that you will hear the gospel that God has entrusted to me to share with you. For this wonderful mystery, which I briefly described, was given to me by divine revelation. Notice, if I would go to Galatians, he said, no man taught this to me. I didn't get it. I didn't get this by reading a book, reading what somebody had wrote. I was taught this directly by the Spirit of God. So, he said in Galatians, if anybody else come up with anything different, I don't care who he is, even if it's an angel. And then he's put himself, if I start preaching something else different, let him be accursed. Now, this man had a divine encounter that not even what he heard, he could change from it. The Holy Spirit wrote on his heart, and he wrote it in letters or in epistles or letters so we could read it. And so he's saying, I want you to understand this mystery I'm about to describe to you. So verse 3, I read again. He's, for this wonderful mystery, which I briefly described, was given to me by divine revelation, so that whenever you read it, you will be able to understand my revelation and insight into the secret mystery of the Messiah. All right? There has never been a generation that has been given the detailed understanding of this glorious divine mystery until now. Never up until Christ was raised from the dead. All the generation of people lived before then never had understood or been given this detailed information. They heard about God. God appeared to Abraham, Isaac. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and on and on and on. But they never did receive this detailed information, revelation, that we have today. So, why should we be shaken by these troubles? He said, if you live godly, if you live right, you will experience persecution. But what do you say? Be of good cheer. You know, don't be sad, don't be weary, doom, gloom, afraid. Be of good cheer, laugh. You bring it on, buddy. When it's all over, you the one will be fleeing. I'll still be standing. Not just hanging on, I'll be standing shouting the victory. Hallelujah. More than a conqueror. Not just trying to conquer, but more than a conqueror. Amen.